Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. More details are emerging about the death of Bella Bond, the girl who became known as Baby Doe when her body was found on Deer Island in June. A source close to the investigation tells the Boston Globe that Bond's mother says her boyfriend punched Bella in the stomach until she was lifeless because he thought she was possessed. Authorities are charging the boyfriend with murder and charging the mother with helping to cover it up. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The boyfriend of Bella Bond's mother, Michael McCarthy, has been charged with the girl's murder. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley says the girl was about 2 and a half when she was murdered.
85 days ago, Bella's body was found in a trash bag on Deer Island. We hoped against hope that her death was not a crime, but the evidence carefully and professionally gathered by the men and women who worked on this investigation suggest otherwise. This child, whose very name means beauty, was murdered.
The 40-year-old mother, Rochelle Bond, was arrested yesterday at a family friend's house on the North Shore and charged as an accessory after the fact to murder. Conley says Bond and her boyfriend are expected to be arraigned Monday morning.
At just shy of 3 years old, Bella Bond was a true innocent. And the tragedy of her death is compounded by the fact that her short life ended not by illness or accident, but we believe by an act of violence in the very place where she should have felt safest, in her home.
That home was a first-floor apartment in a tidy building in Dorchester owned by the Codman Square Redevelopment Corporation. Conley said last night the case broke open Thursday.
Homicide detectives in Boston received the critical tip that led to a marathon investigative work over the last 24 hours that brought us to this point.
Neither Conley nor any other official would say what that tip was. Bella and her mother had been under the supervision of the Department of Children and Families several times. DCF intervened in 2012 and 2013 for support for neglect, and both times DCF provided the services and then closed the case. Between 2001 and 2006, DCF terminated Rochelle Bond's parental rights for her two older children. One child was adopted by the maternal grandmother, the other child by another family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.